The show holiday got moved. It's not happening in June anymore. To give us some more details, we've got Greg Williamson on the phone with us right now. Greg, we've got a show holiday in August now.
Well, we've got a holiday in August, and that's the way the Premier and the government wanted to push it. And in the end, we really had no option.
Oh,
we had
okay.
We had a letter yesterday from, I suppose we had two options. We had an option yesterday from the Minister for Industrial Relations and Regulations and Compliance, which is Grace Grace, in accordance with what the Premier wanted to do with the ECA holiday. They offered us to either move, and offered all councils with the ability to do this, to either move your holiday as a gazetted show holiday now to coincide with the now Queensland ECA Day holiday for this year only, to the 14th of August, or leave it as it is.
Right, and we're going 14th of August.
Yeah, well, our council elected to unanimously say that, look, we'd rather have another long weekend in August than leave a holiday, you know, in a few weeks' time in the middle of the week on a Thursday.
Yeah, all right, sounds good. Now, also, I've been reading that you guys are going to be waiving some fees. What's all that about?
Well, this is the first tranche of our community recovery program, and it's going to cost us over $1 million. But for a lot of the businesses, particularly the cafes, restaurants and those sorts of businesses who've been affected by this COVID shutdown, we're waiving fees like waste back fees, fees like the grease trap type fees that we charge around for restaurants, so that you can understand it. They're very, very expensive fees. Yeah, small fees like the fees charged for dining out on a footpath and all of those sorts of things. We're just looking at the way we can help those businesses get back on track. So we can't go back retrospectively and say we're going to wipe it out for the last 3 or 4 months. We're not allowed under the law to do those sorts of things as a local government, but we can look forward.
Okay.
And so that's what we're bringing up to this budget for the next season. We'll say that we'll waive those sorts of fees, the particular the grease trap fees and some of those disposal fees and some of those normal fees that restaurants and cafes have to pay for their existence.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic, because we definitely want to keep as many of our restaurants and cafes open. But Greg, thanks for your time this morning, and just personally, thanks for moving the show holiday to August. It suits my personal life so much better.
Well, I'm glad you approve, Rach. That's the main thing here. And,
exactly. I'm glad you got your priorities straight.
Okay, righto.
Good on you, Greg. Greg, thanks for your time.
See you, Sam. See you, Rach.